From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The White House says President Trump has scheduled another phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin today. It's unclear what will be the main topic, but Putin's continued backing of Syrian President Assad will likely get attention. Trump and Putin have spoken several times since Trump's election last year. The FBI and congressional investigators are still looking into Trump's campaign contacts with Russia and Moscow's meddling in the election. Just days after reiterating that military options for dealing with North Korea are under consideration, President Trump said he is willing to meet with its leader, Kim Jong-un. The potential dramatic shift in U.S. posture toward the Asian adversary comes as Pyongyang continues to conduct ballistic missile launches and is believed to be poised to conduct its sixth underground nuclear test. White House spokesman Sean Spicer on the president's willingness to meet with Kim.
He is still the head of state, there's a diplomatic piece to this, but the bottom line is the president's going to do what he has to do right now. He's building a coalition in the region.
Some U.S. lawmakers have diverging views to Trump's assertion that he would be honored to meet with Kim.
Saying that the United States of America would be honored to receive them. I think it is bad policy and sends a wrong message to millions of people around the world who look to America for moral leadership.
I think you'd have to have some parameters before such a meeting would take place, but I'd be very skeptical.
President to president? I don't know, but I think it's never harmful to talk.
The White House says there is no Trump-Kim meeting in the offing, and it won't occur unless North Korea ends its provocative behavior in pursuit of nuclear weapons. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. military says a missile defense system being set up in South Korea is now capable of intercepting missiles fired from North Korea. U.S. officials say it will be months before the Terminal High Altitude Defense System, also known as THAAD, will be fully operational. THAAD is being set up to help protect against ballistic missiles fired from North Korea. China has strongly opposed the deployment, seeing the system as a potential threat. Human Rights Watch is accusing Syrian government forces of using deadly nerve gas on four occasions in recent months, including the April 4th chemical attack on Khan Sheikh Haun that killed nearly 100 people. In a report issued Monday, the rights group said forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad also carried out gas attacks last December and in March of this year. The Human Rights Watch report urges the UN Security Council to immediately adopt a resolution calling on all parties to fully cooperate with investigators from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons and adopt sanctions against anyone UN investigators find to be responsible for these or past chemical attacks in Syria. The Palestinian militant group Hamas has issued a set of new policies that removes anti-Semitic language in its existing charter, severs ties with the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood, and accepts the idea of a Palestinian state and territory seized by Israel in the Six-Day War back in 1967. There was no immediate response to the document in Western capitals on Monday, and it remained unclear what, if any, lasting impact it will have on Hamas relations with Israel or moderate Arab states that view the grouping as a terrorist entity. Monday's Hamas overture comes ahead of the Palestinian president's first face-to-face meeting with President Trump Wednesday here in Washington. The U.S. State Department has issued a travel alert for what it called the continued threat of terrorist attacks throughout Europe. The alert, which expires in September, cites recent incidents in France, Russia, Sweden, and Britain that the State Department says show the ability of the Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, or others to carry out attacks. An alert is less severe than a travel warning, which the department issues to direct people to consider very carefully whether they should visit a country at all. And U.S. police say at least one person is dead, several others injured in a stabbing attack on the University of Texas campus in Austin. This occurred on Monday. Police say a 21-year-old student was arrested, but there is still no word on a possible motive for that attack. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.